Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the weekly Talk Radio Review, an overview of the big items from the charts provided by Talkers Magazine. The issues are included in the top 10 this week, the obvious, the Russians, and what's going on in the State of the Union, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll get to those. I think most of our conversation probably, and appropriately so, will be focused on what's going on in Russia, the campaign of terror there, what people are saying about the brutal tactics, what governments are doing, that sort of thing. They have dominated all of our discussion, certainly on the DJV program this week. And so in light of that, the folks who are on the DJV program with me, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, all contributing to our conversation and thoughts for your, listening and dancing pleasure, although there's not much here this week that's pleasurable to talk about. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the list of the top 10 stories, which I'm going to do quickly, and then we'll spend a good deal of our time, as I said, focused on those few things that are at the top of the list. Although at number 10, the Major League Baseball labor dispute pushing back the starting time. They're not even having, there's no spring training, right? Nothing going on.
No.
Anywhere. Yeah.
And so now we're into the regular season starting to get chipped away at, and there won't be any makeup games, that the season will be shortened if they can come back at all.
All right, so there you go.
For season ticket holders, right? They're not even getting their full money's worth.
Mm-hmm.
They'll probably get, I would imagine they'd have to give like a refund for the value of those games that are canceled, I would think.
Or they'll give them gifts like we were talking about for the employees.
Here's a hot dog. Sorry about your $1,000.
No, instead of the hot dog, I get a good sausage sandwich, Jennifer. That's much better. Number 9. Some of the big tech issues this week. Victoria, I know that we go through this at the end of the hour. There are the top 5. Want to highlight some of the things, or maybe you and Jay together, because Jay's social media stuff, you do tech things. Give us maybe a 60-second overview of the things from technology that are affecting, number one, the Russian-Ukrainian situation.
Well, I think the big story this week with big tech, whether it's social media like Twitter, which is considered big tech, Google, YouTube, Facebook, Meta, they're all trying to put the squeeze on Russian misinformation. They're no longer allowing Russia to buy any ads, because we know Russia is really great at meddling with the truth, and they like to buy ads on Facebook. They turn out to be pretty effective at reaching an audience, so they've been cut off from all of that, and the misinformation that's coming from Russia is pure fiction. And Putin has now shut down, he's shut down social media sites. He's now cut off BBC. No one in Russia can see anything from BBC. He's cut off Radio Free Europe. He's cut off anything that's American, anything that's coming from, you know, Ukraine. I doubt anyone in Russia can see President Zelensky's Instagram or Twitter feeds. They're calling it the Iron Curtain might be dropping again. And so big tech has tried to jump in with everybody else with all the sanctions, and that's like their version of sanctions, essentially. So, it's a mess on all fronts.
In terms of social media, this may be the first big hot war that has seen a play through social media. The information that people are sort of counting on seems to be more prevalent from social media, or as Victoria just pointed out, the fact that there aren't the technology to be able to use social media isn't there. But are there some things that are happening now that have probably never happened before in terms of...
Well, there's definitely a big divide between opinion and fact that people still keep getting confused over. We've seen this with COVID, especially on Instagram and Facebook, where if somebody is sharing information, a lot of times there will be an additional link that the social media platforms are putting on people's posts and saying, have you read the article before you're sharing? Here is where you can get more information. And it just seems like it's happening more across the board. Now we're getting it with Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and it is difficult, especially because this goes kind of back to what we were talking about in schools. We're not teaching people to think for themselves. The critical thinking part of society is dwindling.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you have feedback to any of the things that we're talking about here, we'll get to some of the feedback from some of our listeners about 10, 12 minutes from now. So if you have feedback on some of the things that are going on, let us know. You go to the Twitter or Instagram at DJV Show, facebook.com/DJV Show, and we'll get to some of your comments in a few moments. The continuing focus on immigration reform, number 8, seems to be kind of lost at the moment. I think I commented earlier in the week about the lack of focus, how these people are just kind of like sifting in, sneaking in, just that they don't even have to sneak in anymore.
Well, there was a story this week that the wall has been sawed through. It's steel, but it's been sawed through over 3,000 times in a year or something. I mean, you know,
You take a torch to it.
I've never been a proponent of walls working because they don't, but, you know, it's...
Well, it worked pretty significantly in Germany.
I'm a proponent of borders.
I like borders.
Borders are different from walls.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. I think a lot of people have walls around their homes. I have a fence around mine, and that works. And regardless, I think it's kind of, I don't know, it was sort of laughable this week to listen to Biden talk about border security when he had over 2 million illegal crossings last year alone, and those are just the ones that we know about. There's clearly not a serious effort to monitor what's happening at the border, and we're suffering. We've got fentanyl pouring in from China, just another way for them to poison us. We have people who are doing all sorts of things to young women, sexual and human trafficking into the country, and it's being sanctioned by the United States government when they won't do anything about it. And now they're even thinking about getting rid of Title 42, which they've been ignoring, so I guess you might as well get rid of it, where if single men are coming into this country, they're supposed to be turned back around and sent out, and unfortunately, they're not even doing that. They're just putting them under the cover of darkness on airplanes and buses and sending them into the middle of the country.
Well, and that's one of the things that isn't spoken about. We have a housing situation. There are not enough places. Part of the homeless discussion as well, there are not enough affordable places for people to live, so they are on the street. And one of the things that's pushing the new starts, and this is good for the economy in a sense, good and bad, there's good and bad on this, the business of trying to find homes, these people that are coming in and taking homes that are for legitimate Americans. There's something to be said for that. Long conversation, and I don't want to spend too much time on it, but I didn't want to touch on it. Race relations number 7, the conversation about who's going to be appointed to the Supreme Court. There are a lot of people who are taking apart Clarence Thomas's rulings. And because he's black, this is the dumbest. Just because he's black, they're comparing what he's done to what this lady, I've forgotten how to get Ketanji, is that how you pronounce her name?
Ketanji
Brown-Jackson, yeah. Who seems to be someone that a lot of people like. So hopefully, if that's it, there won't be a lot of consternation and you get her on the Supreme Court. But the kind of just plain stupid stuff goes on with people. You know, okay, why would you think there'd be any, just because they're black, you know, that's it. You see the race thing, there's no more similarity between Clarence Thomas and this woman.
There was a lot of outrage because they're trying to draw similarities about their upbringing, and Ketanji Brown Jackson was brought up in what I think she self-describes, and I was just reading an article about this, so I'm just kind of giving you the gist. I don't know every detail, but she was born in kind of a middle-class area, and you know how many years ago, she's 50 years old, and so they're trying to say, well, that she and Clarence Thomas had the same upbringing. Clarence Thomas was
way older.
He's older, but he was also born in the Deep South, and he was born without a lot of rights, and his story is a very compelling one, but because people don't like where he is politically, they write him off, and they call him an Uncle
That's
Tom,
it.
And they call him all sorts of names, because apparently being black only matters if you're, you know, a
liberal.
Leftist. And it's unfortunate that we overlook his story, because his story is one that is really incredibly inspiring, especially for black men in
this
time.
Let me ask you this. You're close to Larry Elder. He was the fellow who became nationally known. He's a nationally syndicated radio person. I worked with him back in the 90s at the KBC. But there is now a lot of focus on what he says about some of these things. I'd be interested. I'm sure he's not supportive of this woman. But what does he say?
Why wouldn't he be?
Yeah, because
when you say that a lot of people like Ketanji Brown Jackson, she was actually the most controversial pick on Biden's list of six. So Biden had a list of six people. Four of them were serious contenders. He made the promise that they would be black women. And I think just by that very nature, by that metric of saying we're going to appoint a woman, a black woman, I think already it marginalizes the position that they walk into.
Who's the best person?
Not because you're checking boxes.
But you're saying Clarence Thomas is he's qualified, right? And that's what people think.
I'm saying Clarence Thomas wasn't put. When George Bush, I think. Yeah. When George H.W. put him up, he didn't say, I'm going to choose a black man. He chose
Reagan
Clarence Thomas.
Reagan campaigned on that, though. Reagan did. He absolutely did, and that's how that whole thing got started. And that's something that the right seems to conveniently forget. Reagan did the same thing that Biden did. He said, I'm going to put a black woman on. Reagan said, I'm going to put a black...
If both of them do it, that still doesn't make it right.
But what's wrong with trying to make the Supreme Court look more like America? There's nothing wrong with that.
Are these people the most qualified jurors?
But based on... That's your opinion. Yes, of course she's qualified.
Well, your opinion and everybody else's opinion, that's what we're hearing here.
Well, of course she's qualified.
No.
I think she can be qualified, and I think the list of people that he presented are people who are qualified. I mean, what makes the qualification of a Supreme Court justice? That's subjective. That is, there's not a right or wrong answer. So, has she met the qualifications to become a Supreme Court justice? Yes, she's met the qualifications to become a Supreme Court justice. The point that I make is that when we get down this road of saying we have to choose this person, that person, we're doing more to divide ourselves than anything else.
Yep, that's
and I think
exactly
if we want to uplift people, we say this is the most qualified person. That comes from my personal point of view. But
so Biden never mentioned a black woman, and he just says, "Here's my nominee. It's Ketanji Brown Jackson." You don't think that everybody else on the right is going to go, "Oh, he only picked her because she's black"?
No,
even
I don't think
ever
mentioned
it. That's
saying everybody else on the right. I think
of course
it's really a broad. It's a broad brush because I don't think everybody thinks in the same way. But in any case, the most controversial pick that he could have made was her because she's a more of an activist judge than the other people on the list. So messaging-wise, the reason I question this is because it's going to be harder to get her confirmed, and already people are saying those who aren't going to support her are racist, which I think is unfortunate that we have to go down that road.
All right, so we'll continue as we, next in focus will be your comments, our social media comments. That's coming up. Up here, 18 after the hour. So it's great business time for Caledron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here, one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, our calling in calendar here will push us toward comments from social media. Jay Kirshner is the person in charge of that. So let's get to, the first thing has to do with the number 5 item on the countdown this week, the continuing fiasco around January 6th. So what are people saying about the investigation, Jay?
Well, Danielle Ivey wrote, there are American citizens sitting in jails being used as quote-unquote examples. Every single one needs to be released, compensated for the year of their life lost to this political theater, and a written apology from the Justice Department.
Yeah,
I would love that for all the innocent black people who are in jail, too.
Mm. Me too. Well, but actually, you know, I think she makes a really good point, because there are people who are having their entire lives tossed. And suicides are going up. I think we need
it's to... It's not just January 6th either.
Job.
I have one of the ladies that works for me. Her son was accused of, and I put the pieces together. I'm not sure this is accurate. But anyway, he was accused by someone, a woman, of inappropriate sexual acts, whatever the hell that is. This kid has been in jail for 14 months. He's never seen a lawyer. He's never been actually arraigned. He's just been sitting in a jail cell in a county jail in New Hampshire. 14 months. How do you get away with that? How do you not have...
And who's
my
not
question,
pushing back? Because that's not, your right to a speedy trial. So
no.
Well, your right to an attorney. I mean, that's, you know...
Yeah, exactly.
He's a public defender, even. Like, that's crazy. I don't know. I feel like they need to be making more noise, because that's insane.
Well, I said that, too. But... Okay, what else are we getting? Number of people talking about the January 6th thing, still blaming Trump, yeah?
Yeah, both sides. So a number are saying this is Trump's fault. There are others that are pointing blame to Pelosi. Tim Palmer points out, nowadays both sides are more focused on destroying each other, whatever it takes, adding, yeah. I'm disappointed and disgusted at what our political system has become.
Ditto, pal. Absolutely, I feel exactly the same way. Tired of listening to the back and forth. Doesn't fix a damn thing. All right, next, social media censorship. All right, this is what we were talking about before. What do we have here?
Sam Greer says they are taking away the First Amendment. Linda Schoenwald adds, what Facebook is doing is so un-American, all of the censorship. I partly blame the education system for over the past few decades not promoting the study of critical thinking and debating and looking at all sides of the topic. Mm-hmm. That's something that we've all been discussing a bunch. Daniel Myers says, I see it as being as anti-American as one could be.
Well, the people that talk about First Amendment don't understand these are private companies, but still.
First Amendment only involves the government. The government can't squash your free speech, but a company can.
It's all like right, everybody Biden's, who calls HIPAA violations when it's not involving a doctor.
Exactly.
Number two is on the countdown list is the State of the Union message. What are people saying about that, Jay?
A lot of people are questioning whatever Nancy Pelosi's knuckle slide clap was. I think everybody noticed that.
That was the weirdest thing. It was so bizarre.
I rewound and watched it, I think, five times.
It's weird.
Jeffrey Talton says, I can't stand the constant time-consuming partisan applause of these things. Larry Fuss is telling businesses to lower costs when the cost of labor is one of the biggest expenses most any business faces is absurd.
All right. And Ellen says she watched the first couple of minutes and that was it. That's how I kind of felt about it. All right, good. Thank you for your comments. Help yourself to all of our social media assets. And the countdown lists, by the way, are always posted at djvshow.com and talkers.com. 28 past the hour.
Talk radio countdown.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Russian troops have occupied Ukraine's largest nuclear power plant with managers working at gunpoint after a fire caused by their attack was extinguished. Countries around the world swiftly condemned the episode, with the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine warning an attack on a nuclear plant is a war crime, and the United Nations Security Council is convening an emergency meeting. The power plant's six reactors remain intact, though the component auxiliary buildings for reactor unit number one has been badly damaged. The remaining units are being cooled while one is still providing power. The U.S. economy added 678,000 more jobs in February, exceeding economist expectations. It was the best month for job growth since July. The nation has 2.1 million jobs to go before hitting the February 2020 level and recouping all positions lost in the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Ways to be more energy independent are happening throughout the United States. And with that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Wind and solar energy production is setting records in the United States. A new report from Bloomberg New Energy Finance shows that renewable energy resources accounted for 13% of the country's power last year. That's the highest ever and is a 4% increase from 2020.
Gas prices are continuing to climb through the roof. AAA now finds the national average price for regular at $3.87 per gallon, up 11 cents in one day. Prices are now more than 40 cents higher than a month ago. Increasing demand, falling domestic gasoline stocks, and skyrocketing crude oil prices are driving the runaway prices. Gasoline is also a dollar higher than one year ago, and U.S. crude oil is selling for more than $110 per barrel. Stay updated anytime, 24/7 at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now, continuing with our overview of the hot hits, the charts for the week of February the 28th to the 4th of March. Here on the Countdown Review, I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. The addresses, if you'd like to send any of us conversational points, at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn Radio, at On Air Victoria, at Jay Kirshner. Help yourself to all of that. And the DJV input here comes from, this is sort of a tradition we established a couple of years ago, getting information from the hosts of the DJV weekday program and putting them together for everybody to hear, not just on the DJV program, but also around the country to other folks who are maybe not apprised or not able to listen to the DJV program for whatever the reason. I would give you a little plug. If you'd like to listen to the program anytime, you can get it any day, anytime. The full program airs every day, all day, at djvshowdown.com. We also have our daily download, which is a podcast of discussions. For example, this past week we talked about Stevie Nicks and her focus on Putin, the million rounds of ammunition donated to Ukraine, the drunk pilot removed from a JetBlue flight, and the Wheel of Fortune's dumbest 2 minutes. Those are the kind of things that we talk about. So you can catch up with us if you'd like. DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, so I think we need to spend as much time here as we can in this part of the broadcast thinking about and talking about Russia. I noticed that there were some comments, Jay, on social media about banning Russian athletes and what people, it seems to me, I mean, it's looking at what we think is practical, and then I see that some of the Russian hockey players have been harassed and they have death threats that are being sent to some of these Russian-born NHL players. So what are some of our listeners saying about this sort of thing?
Yeah, it's kind of across the board. Celia Weller says, I do not know why the citizens of a country should be punished for the decisions and actions of the politicians. Should employees be held accountable, punished for actions of the board of directors? Jan Rose says, why should innocent athletes be punished for something they have no control over? Not every Russian is a Putin sympathizer. Jerry Roeder, on the other side, says, everyone, athletes included, must sacrifice and pay for the price of for world freedom. Our future, as we know it, depends on it.
Hmm. Oh, interesting. Pretty interesting points. I'd be also curious as to people, you know, we're very critical here on this program of China and the way they do business. What sort of American businesses, other than oil companies, are doing business in Russia? There are people from American companies selling cars
there, for example. I think what people don't realize, and really the biggest difference between China and Russia, is that Western culture is very much a part of Russian culture now. And so, like, the story about IKEA laying off 15,000 Russian workers, IKEA was over there. H&M did the same thing. They shut down Russian operations. So I think that there's a lot more Western businesses there than I think most of us realize. And a lot of them have been getting out.
Yeah, I think we think of Russia still in, like, the 80s, you know? Like, there's that sort of 80s image that I think people have, and no one realizes that, because we don't really see much, and a lot of it is very controlled by Putin. Messaging is everything to him. He's, you know, we talk about China being, you know, tight with, you know, restrictions. At least people in China have the internet. I mean, Putin is now, he is so controlling with what Russian citizens can see from
the
outside world.
Well,
and he's declaring martial
law.
Yeah. Well, because he is, that's their form of government.
Right.
And that's why I think it makes me so nuts to try to save ours.
But he was elected president, Jennifer. He was,
right.
It was a Democratic election.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But if you
want
to know who's actually made the biggest moves, there's a quick list of some of the companies that we know here that have been suspending operation in Russia. Boeing suspended operation. Shell is getting ready to cut ties with the Russian gas company Gazprom. And will end its financing of the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Shell had $1 billion of gasoline in Nord Stream 2. Exxon said that it's going to exit Russia oil and gas operations. That's $4 billion worth, and they're going to be looking for a new investment. GM, which sells about 3,000 cars a year in Russia, some GMs running around there, they're going to stop exporting vehicles. Ford stopped operations. BMW stopped shipments and will stop production in Russia. VW Volkswagen paused delivery of Audis in Russia so it can adjust car prices to decline to take into consideration the value of the ruble. Harley Davidson, imagine that. They suspended shipments to Russia. Adidas suspended its partnership. Nike, FedEx, UPS, Apple paused product sales and limited services.
Yeah,
Walt
it's
Disney, Dell.
Right.
Yeah.
It's basically becoming impossible for Russian people to. It's going to become, in the very near future, impossible for them to buy any supplies to maintain their businesses. Restaurants will not be able to buy any restaurant supply stuff. I mean, it's just, it really is crippling the Russian people. And unfortunately, it's not really affecting Putin.
Well,
and
but somebody's
going
to get
problem.
To him sooner or later. It's just a question of time. Especially with $1 million bounty on his head. It's just a
well, now he's going to close the borders because now I think it's over a million people now have already left Russia.
They're leaving.
And
he's also declaring martial law this weekend, which is it's
if he's still
frightening.
Alive next week at this time, I'll be surprised.
Meanwhile, I won't be, unfortunately. I think something else has to happen on a much grander scale than, you know, one assassin going in for $1 million, you know, hit job.
Right. All right. The Russians have, though, agreed. They said, look at us. We're going to open humanitarian corridors for those who are fleeing. So on one hand, they say we're going to close down our borders so people can't leave. And then they're going to somehow or other open up the border to Belarus so that people can go over there.
Well, they
want to
create.
Really?
Yeah, they want to create a humanitarian crisis so that the people of Ukraine say, look, we want to go back home. Just surrender, Zelensky. Give Putin what he wants, and we'll go back to that way of life. I mean, this is all manipulation by Putin. He just, that's what he wants.
And his motivation has also, I believe it has changed. I think originally he wanted to go in. He thought it was going to be an easy fight. He was going to take it over, and he wanted to leave their economy very much intact because to take over something, you don't want to take over something that's broken down and dilapidated.
Right.
But now I think because there has been a fight and because he is ticked off and because he is ashamed that the Russian military didn't look very strong in the first few days of this conflict, that now people around him are saying that this is him wanting to destroy things. He had a call with Emmanuel Macron this week, and he said things are going according to plan, right? And that Emmanuel Macron believes that it's going to get much, much worse because he wants to now destroy it.
So what's Macron doing? What are the French doing?
I think Macron's on the phone with him all the time trying to talk him off the ledge, but he said admitted now that, you know, this is a very different Putin than a couple weeks ago. This is just the guy with totally different posture. As my mom says, you know, Putin, if you ever see him in a meeting, he sits kind of like a petulant teenager with his legs spread apart. He man spreads and he just sits there pouting, looking like, you know, don't tell me what to do. And now he looks very stressed out. He looks like a completely different person when you see him.
He should.
You know, he just, everything has changed. He is a singular mindset
maybe
now.
Instead of getting shot, maybe he'll have a heart attack if we're all lucky. Meanwhile, the brutal bombardments in Ukraine, and wondering out loud, am I? I'm talking about Yoda. How dangerous actually was that plant, the nuclear plant that was struck?
Thank God they got the fire put out.
Well,
it's
there
under,
wasn't a direct hit, but
yeah, it's under Russian occupation now, and they basically say, according to the latest updates that I've seen, that people are operating the power plant at gunpoint. So the Russians are there forcing the Ukrainians to keep the power plant going.
But is more dangerous about this than we're letting on is that, look, there's a lot of propaganda going on from Russia and from Ukraine because they're trying to impact how the world is seeing all this, right? It becomes a messaging war. And I think Zelensky coming out and talking about this getting into the wrong hands, he's right. Obviously, you have to be able to trust Vladimir Putin. And if there's a problem, 10 times the scope of Chernobyl. But I think a lot of that also is fear-mongering from Zelensky, who wants people to come in and help him. And rightly so. He deserves it. But I think he's pushing that narrative about the disaster. I don't think that Vladimir Putin is trying to break apart this facility. What he wants to do is shut off the heat. And that is what I think is the real dangerous thing, is that this is a nuclear facility that controls power to a lot of people, millions of people in Ukraine. It is really cold in Ukraine right now.
Yeah.
It is very snowy. And I would be more concerned, more than nuclear fallout, and I know people are freaked out, and I get it, but I think more than him trying to destroy, you know, that and create a disaster that wouldn't be good for anybody, he's going to try to freeze people to death, and that should be pretty disturbing.
All right, the no-fly zone and why it is that we haven't created, again, back to bad leadership in NATO, bad leadership in the United States. There ought to be a no-fly zone over Ukraine. Why isn't there?
Because that's the same question that everybody's asking. It's because that means that's an engagement, and that's direct engagement with Russia, and then that's a world war.
Nah,
and no one wants that. That's why NATO is not doing it.
Well,
that's
the Russians are not capable of having a world war. They can't even do this right.
Okay,
so,
well, most people are concerned that China jumps in. And so right now, you know, what's going on behind the scenes very quietly is that one of our biggest threats for a long time and continues, I think, still to be the government of Iran, the Biden administration is trying to get back into a deal with Iran. After we finally pulled ourselves away from being dependent on their oil, we're literally days away from going back into an Iranian agreement. It is stupid. It is short-sighted.
Why? We
I don't
just
know
buy
what
from
in the heck these people are thinking.
Saudis, yeah, come on.
But here's the thing. Iran, China, and Russia have engaged, and you'd put in North Korea, they have a little bit less power, but this is the new axis of evil. And so I understand people don't want to put our air force into a no-fly zone. I'm for it because I just think enough's enough, and Vladimir Putin is already engaged, and he is already in a world war, and the rest of the country just hasn't met him yet. But people are worried
that
they're going to...
I'm in favor of
stopping
it now as soon as we can.
Yeah, if they're going to engage
Putin...
What's the end game? They're going to have to go to war with President Xi, and nobody wants to do that.
Yeah. All right. Biden has offered some protected status to people in our country who are Ukrainians. So we are bringing some of the Ukrainians who are fleeing the country over here to give them temporary
the
protected status.
The state of New York has said that they are going to do that, but I'm not sure how many. The reason New York is because that's the largest population of Ukrainians living in America is in the state of New York. So that they have opened up their borders for that. I'm not sure. I think what the temporary protected status does is that it shields people from being deported for 18 months. And Europe is doing the same thing right now. If, like in Poland, they're offering work visas for up to 3 years because they don't know how long this is going to last. So this is also a work visa. So these people who are here aren't just, you know, sitting around. They can actually work.
Right.
They can legally work.
All right. Well, it's interesting to see how that is all shaking out. Let's see. Nancy Pelosi says we should stop oil imports. So does everybody else who's got any brains. So why are we still buying oil from the Russians? Another bad leadership
Well, because no one wants $10
Biden.
Gasoline. That's the
reason.
Well,
you know what? You got to
solution.
If you either
drill
put
a
up
baby
or
drill.
Shut up. Yeah.
Yep. And drill it home and you got it.
Let's come on. Let's get real here. That's we got to. We don't want to inconvenience anybody. You know what? Screw that. Go get the Russians. And so we'll pay for it now and be happy about it later.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show and charts for the week of February the 28th to the 4th of March. Getting into the stories, as you can imagine, no surprise what's on top of the list. What's going on with the Russians and the Ukrainians. At number 2, the State of the Union Address. Number 3, our economy. That's related to number 1 for sure. COVID-19 is number 4. That's also related to the economy. The investigation and the politics of January 6th. Who's going to jail, et cetera. Number 5, crime and violence, the gun control issue. It's kind of a catch-all. Number 6. At number 7, race relations, that sort of thing. Nobody's really talking about any of these in reality. I mean, these are the minor end of things because we have a 10-item list, but nobody's talking about any of this stuff. It's all about number 1, 2, and 3. Social media, that is something that people are talking about with regard to Russia. Number 9. And the baseball dispute. Yeah, that is something that people are talking about. Major League Baseball. Okay, that's the story list. 48 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
On the people list from Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen here, that's my name. Let's go through the name of the people who are on this list associated with the stories from Talkers. You can find these lists, by the way, at talkers.com or at djvshow.com. At number 10, Rob Manfred. Number 9, Mark Zuckerberg. At number 8, Ketanji Brown Jackson. Number 7, John Eastman. Number 6 is Donald Trump. Number 5 is Marjorie Taylor Greene. Lauren Boebert is number 4. At number 3, Mr. Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, Putin is number two, and Joe Biden is number one. So that's the list. We have the list compiled after the work that's done by talkers, the folks that listen to all the talk radio programs, talk to the hosts to find out who are on the people list and on the story list here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 53 after the hour, time for us to review the top five items from the world of technology. Counting down from number five to number one is Victoria Keeling. Here with me, Doug Steffen. At number five, if you're a Paramount Plus person,
I think I or not.
Or not. Here's something good for you. What's the story?
Yeah, it's a rare discount. Paramount Plus is celebrating its first birthday by offering an 80% discount to new and returning customers. So now through March 7th, eligible customers use the code BIRTHDAY. They receive 3 months of the Essential plan for only $1 a month instead of $5. And if you want the premium, you can get 3 months of premium without ads, and that's $2 a month instead of $10. So both plans offer access to thousands of episodes and films from the Paramount library. They also own CBS, Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, MTV. They've got new originals like Star Trek Discovery, Star Trek Picard. That's coming back for season two. That's pretty highly acclaimed. And so Paramount Plus also has the live streaming of the World Cup qualifying matches between the first one coming up, U.S. and Mexico, on March 24th, and that will be the men's national soccer teams. So Paramount Plus is also the home of Yellowstone, in case I know everybody loves Yellowstone. If you were thinking about jumping on board, this is definitely the time to do it. Lock in 3 months for a really cheap price.
Number four on the list of the top five items this week from the world of technology is a focus on Fitbit.
Yeah, if you have a Fitbit, make sure you double-check with this. This is a Consumer Product Safety Commission report. Make sure you double-check which model you have, because they've recalled over a million Fitbit watches because they have the batteries have overheated and some people have suffered some burn injuries. Some were second- and third-degree burns, and so the watches were recalled in several different color combinations, including the one that was co-branded with Adidas. So if you have that one, it's definitely on the list. They were sold at Kohl's and Target and other stores nationwide, as well as Amazon.com and Fitbit.com between 2017 and 2021. So if you have a Fitbit from that time, definitely go on the site and make sure that yours is not affected. And if it is, you'll have to send it back and they'll give you a new one.
Number three, the investigation into TikTok.
A bipartisan group of attorneys general this week launched an investigation into whether TikTok is harming children and teens' mental health. Massachusetts, California, Florida, Kentucky, Nebraska, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Vermont are all banding together, saying that they want to investigate if TikTok is, if their usage is harmful to young adults, and if TikTok is actually aware of the harm. And so, because we know that the Facebook, this all kind of stems from the Facebook whistleblower who basically said that Facebook was very well aware that what the harm that Instagram was inflicting on the mental health of young kids, and so TikTok is up next. Regulators are clearly are showing interest in this now. There's passing legislation to stem the influence of tech platforms on kids and teens. Questions about misinformation on TikTok is on the rise as well. And again, we did a story a couple weeks ago where a lot of hard news is now actually being delivered to young people on TikTok. CBS News, CNN, there are a lot of major outlets that have a presence on TikTok, and hard news is actually being delivered there. So there's some concern about with the Ukraine and Russian, and, you know, with the Russian invasion, if there's, you know, misinformation going on. But I think a lot of parents have been concerned about this. Certainly lawmakers have had this on their mind for a while now. And so, like I said, they've already gone after Facebook and Instagram, so TikTok would be the next one.
All right, number two, Twitter, all a tweet.
Yep, so obviously Ukraine and Russia have dominated a lot of the headlines this week, including in the tech world. Twitter on Monday of this week said that they are going to be labeling all tweets that contain content from Russia state-affiliated media websites. So since the Russian invasion began, Twitter says more than 45,000 tweets per day have come from individuals on Twitter sharing links from Russian state-affiliated media sites. So they're trying to eliminate that, as well as designate, like with political misinformation or with COVID misinformation, they're going to put a banner up there so you'll be able to see that this is something that Twitter has flagged as misinformation. They're also, you know, there's been a big push from a lot of different tech companies, different angles of trying to squeeze out Russia, which we know, you know, with hacking and Russian bots, they are famous for misinformation, including what's happening right now in Russia and in Ukraine. The stories that Putin is spinning are just wild and inaccurate and just complete fiction.
Number one sort of addresses that as well.
Yep. So this is with Google now. This is Google's blocking Russian state media channels from selling ads about the invasion, because of the invasion in Ukraine. And so YouTube, and which is owned by Google, they are now forcing everybody, all these ads are no longer going to be accepted, so they can't buy influence, which I think is a really important thing, too.
Yep, that it is. All right, thanks for the overview. Victoria Keeler with Doug Steffen, the top five items from tech this week. It's 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.